Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher. Please stay tuned. از درم ها نام شاهان برکنند، نام احمد تا ابد برمیزنند. نام احمد نام جمله انبیاست، چون که صد آمد نود هم پیش ماست. These were some lines from the prominent 13th century Persian poet Maulana, who is known in the West as Rumi. Maulana's poems have attracted many people during history. But the picture of Maulana in Muslim lands like Iran is very much different from that of the Western one. Many scholars, theologians, jurists, and religious leaders wrote commentaries on Maulana's poems. However, for many of them, his most outstanding book, that is Masnavi-e Ma'navi, is the basics of the religion. On the first page of Masnavi, Maulana states, هذا كتاب المثنوي و هو اصول اصول الدين و كشاف القرآن. It means this is the book of Masnavi, that is, it is the roots of the roots of the roots of the Islamic religion, and it is the explainer of the Quran. Among the religious leaders of the world who believe in this very much, we can name Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
یک بخش مهمی از شعر آیینی ما متوجه مسائل عرفانی و معنوی میتوانه بشه و اینم یک دریای عظیمی است. شعر مولوی رو شما ببینید، شعر مولوی رو ببینید. حالا اگر
One important part of our poetry can be about spirituality. It is a notion. Look at the Maulana's poetry, for example. We must pay more attention to that. Maulana himself says that it is usulu usulu usul ad-din, which means the basics of the basics of the basics of religion. This is also my belief. Once I was asked by Martin Mutahhari about Masnavi of Maulana. I said that it is what he himself said. It is the basics of religion. Martin Mutahhari also approved my opinion, and I said, I believe it too.
مثنوی چیه؟ همینو گفتم. گفتم به نظر من همین که خودش گفته و او اصول. ایشون گفتش که کاملا درسته. من هم عقیدم همینه.
Of all power, my need in my darkest hour, my Lord. Your light and love, all I see, nothing more I'd ever want or need, my Lord.
So it becomes clear that all the content of the poems of Maulana are overshadowed by a religious and a spiritual light. Some 6,000 verses of the Divan, that is the poetic collection, and the Masnavi are especially and practically direct translation of Quranic verses into Persian poetry. So the concepts like God, death, love, life, and beloved all enjoy a mystical and a spiritual theme. This is where the interpretation of the Muslim readers of Maulana differs very much from that of the Western ones.
Zehi esh, zehi esh,
مولانا is known in the West by the title and the name Rumi. But why Rumi? Because Rumi means Roman. And what is the relation between a Persian poet and Romans? It was believed that the Anatolian Peninsula, which was the residing place of Mawlana for most of his life, was under the control of the Roman Empire, and it was known to the Arabs, Persians, and Turks as the geographical area of Rum. So there are a number of historical personages born and associated with Anatolia known as Rumi. That is why Mawlana is also referred to as Rumi. But we know that his full name was Jalaluddin Muhammad Rumi, also known as Mawlana and Molavi.
In the town of Konya, in central Turkey, in the middle of the 13th century, a prominent religious scholar named Jalaluddin Rumi was suddenly separated from his teacher and spiritual friend. In his grief, he took hold of a column and began turning. Verses of poetry began pouring out of him. Remarkable poetry. His students wrote the words down. 700 years later, Rumi's poetry is being discovered in the West. He is, in fact, the best-selling poet in America. Born September 30th, 1207, near Balkh, Afghanistan, which was then part of the Persian Empire. When Rumi was still a child, his family was forced to flee the oncoming armies of Genghis Khan. After years of travel, they settled in Konya, Turkey, an important stop on the Silk Road and a meeting point of many cultures. Islamic, Judeo-Christian, Hindu, and Buddhist. Upon his father's death, Rumi became the head of the learning community. His life seems to have been a fairly normal one for a religious scholar, teaching, meditating, helping the poor, until the late fall of 1244, when he met a stranger, a wandering dervish, Shams of Tabriz.
Rumi's genius was triggered by an actual human being, an encounter with this mysterious figure, Shams of Tabriz.
He was an intense, fierce mountain meditator. Those kind of people, like Thoreau, magnified five times.
When you feel your lips becoming infinite and sweet, like a moon in a sky. When you feel that spaciousness inside. Shams of Tabriz will be there too. Something opens our wings. Something makes boredom and hurt disappear. Someone fills the cup in front of us. We taste only sacredness.
For Mawlana, one person had a direct role in nurturing his character and his talents. It was no one but Shams-e Tabrizi, another important spiritual teacher and trainer. There was a meeting between Shams of Tabriz and Maulana that completely changed the life of Maulana. From an accomplished teacher and jurist, Maulana was transformed into an ascetic. This influence was so much that he titled one of his important poetic collections as Divan-e-Shams. Also, the dialogues between Maulana and Shams are recorded in various performances. One of the most important ones is the puppet opera of Maulana or Rumi, directed by Behruz Gharipur.
هر زمان نو می شود دنیا و ما بی خبر از نو شده اندر بقا پس تو را هر لحظه مرگ و رجعتیست مصطفی فرمود دنیا ساعتیست آزمودم مرگ من چون رئیز این زندگی پایندگیست کیستی تو کیستی تو قطره ای از باده های آسمان خود را واران کیستی تو آدمی مخفیست در زیر زبان این زبان پرده است بر درگاه جان کیستی تو
Thank you very much, dear listeners of iRib English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program The Teacher. We hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Till another episode, goodbye.
زنجیر او بگرفته او